After Hurricane Maria, some college students left Puerto Rico for universities on the East Coast. It was a trying time for families, but as Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre reports, for one mother and her daughter, there's a payoff: graduation.
Graduation is 2 days away, and Karina LaSalle Arroyo is outside her dorm. She's bringing out nearly 7 months worth of luggage from her time in Connecticut.
Are you ready?
Yes. More than ready.
When the hurricane hit last September, LaSalle had only a year left at the University of Puerto Rico, and she was already thinking ahead to law school. She wants to be a prosecutor. But the storm complicated things big time. Power was out on the island, and all of LaSalle's night classes were rescheduled to the same hour on a Saturday.
And they just told me to choose.
So you would have had to choose one class. When you needed, like...
I had five. Everyone had like maybe two, three classes in the same hour, but I had all of them.
Meanwhile, a public university in the small city of New Britain, Connecticut, had placed an ad in the biggest newspaper in Puerto Rico. Central Connecticut State University was inviting college students on the island to take classes on the mainland. LaSalle jumped at the offer. But her mom, Palmira Arroyo, was stunned because until this point, her youngest child had never moved away from home.
She decides to come here. What did you think?
First, I thought it was like a crazy idea. I was like, what? What are you gonna do? Your studies? I thought she was gonna drop. Maybe she, I thought it was gonna be difficult to be far away from home.
But she says she felt más tranquila, a bit more at ease, when she heard that one of her daughter's friends from the island was going to Connecticut too. They became college roommates. Still, Arroyo offered some mom advice. She had to.
Don't look back. Think with your mind and not with your heart.
Because Arroyo knew that her daughter's heart was in Puerto Rico and with her. Arroyo is a financial aid director on the island, and she says she was going through some personal stuff at the time, a divorce.
I was like, no, I'm okay, don't worry, everything's fine, I'm happy, and okay, mom, because if you need me, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back to you.
At first, LaSalle wanted to move back home after the winter term. But if she stayed for the spring, she'd have enough credits to graduate from CCSU with a degree in sociology. So her mother promised to come for graduation. She got here early and drove to campus in a rental car to get her daughter's things.
I know she wants to go home because of me and the family, and she loves her island. But I told her that she has to go search for her goals, and if she has to stay here and look for something here, but she has my support.
2 days later, they joined thousands of people at a big sports arena in downtown Hartford, some wearing their caps and gowns. LaSalle decorated her cap with the flag of Puerto Rico and this message: flying high, but I never forget where I'm from. When it's her turn to cross the stage,
Karina A. LaSalle.
She gets a big hug from the president of CCSU, who's Puerto Rican. But otherwise, LaSalle and her roommate, who also graduated, don't want any special attention. Courtney McDavid is executive assistant to the college president.
They consider themselves part of the community, and I think they didn't want to be called out today, which I understand that, you know, especially that age, you know, so.
After it's over, Palmira Arroyo says the graduation felt like a validation.
I'm so happy. I'm very excited. I see that, I think I did a good job.
The next morning, Arroyo and her daughter have a plane to catch to Puerto Rico. But LaSalle will be back. She's following her mother's advice and keeping her options open. This fall, she'll be in Connecticut as an intern for a U.S. senator. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.